I'd like now to welcome to the Radio Cafe Lexi Schaebel. She is a filmmaker. She's founder and director of the Breast Wishes Fund. Welcome to the Radio Cafe.
Thank you for having me, Mary Charlotte. It's good to be back.
So we've talked about your organization before. Just remind us what it's about.
Breast Wishes Fund improves access to integrative breast cancer education and wellness for women of all ages and was founded by me.
And you've been living with breast cancer for 6 years.
Just had my six-year anniversary.
And you did chemotherapy, but everything else you've done has basically been integrative medicine and other ways of dealing with it, and you're healthy as can be.
This is true. Through many trials and errors and using myself as a guinea pig and as a filmmaker making a film called The Me Film, which there's clips for online at breastwishesfund.org, you can kind of see my progress from being in a hysterical state back east with my family to, giving myself whatever treatment it may be myself. And one of the things that we'll have at our free integrative medicine educational forum is me giving my DIY inexpensive cancer protocol. Because this winter, I really feel like I boiled it down to something where you almost don't need any other practitioners.
Very interesting. Now, you are having an event tonight at Amavi, which is your annual fundraiser.
Well, this is really the first of its kind. It's our high-end happy hour fundraiser, and our other events are free. So this one we're very excited about. Megan Tucker, who's hot chef here in Santa Fe, she's developed a very feminine-inspired menu, and we'll have cosmos and all kinds of fun libations. And just to really, reintroduce ourselves to the community as a local resource. Our goals are to be national, but right now we are here and we are sponsoring lots of events here and really want to help the communities.
So people can go to Amavi tonight for your high-end happy hour. Now on Thursday, the 20th of October, there's another event.
Yes, we're the wow factor at Mix, Mix Santa Fe, which is going to be at Inn at Loretto, and we are doing a breast print party because of John.
That has another name, but we can't say it because of the FCC.
And John Carlin. George Carlin. John Carlin, somebody I went to college with.
George, so look up George Carlin, seven words, ladies and gentlemen, and you know the word we're not saying. So you can a breast print party, yes.
A breast print party at Inn at Loretto, and they're just super fun and really empowering for women. And our second annual free integrative medicine educational forum is Saturday, October 22nd, and that's from 10 o'clock till 6 p.m. It's going to be at Center for Progress and Justice between 2nd Street and Baca. And
that's 1420 Cerrillos Road.
And we're super excited about that this year and just thrilled to be offering it for the second time, offering it free to the public. We'll be doing a raw cancer-free cooking class with a complimentary lunch, woman-centric Qigong, and lots of breast health awareness, discussions about the lymphatic system, cancer chemicals in the environment, and also, like I said, I'll be giving my DIY inexpensive cancer protocol.
Do-it-yourself inexpensive cancer protocol, which is really, as I gather from you, far outside of the medical protocol and who probably wouldn't approve of what you're doing.
I think that there has been many paths that have led me to being what might come off as brash and cocky at this point. And this, I have just celebrated my 6 years of living with cancer this way and living with both my breasts because I chose not to have surgery. So I think that if I do come off as sounding cocky, it's because I have gone through the gauntlet of complementary, alternative, integrative, allopathic, every type of medicine. And because I'm a filmmaker and I've been making a film, and at breastwishesfund.org, you can also see a trailer for the Me film, which is in post-production right now. You can really see how this process, there's at one point where I look straight at the camera and I say, I can't believe I'm saying this, but I'm actually considering double mastectomies today. I'm the fourth generation of Schaebel to have breast cancer, but I am the first generation to still have both my breasts. And I think that I had a karmic score to settle. Everybody's dead, in my family who did have breast cancer, though they lived for quite some time, but I watched them get whittled away. And so it's been my question of, can you live with this?
Lexi Shabel is a filmmaker. She's founder of the Breast Wishes Fund, which is at breastwishesfund.org. We're just about out of time right now, but we'll see you at Amavi tonight, and we'll see you at these other events on the 20th and the 22nd of October. Once again, you can go to breastwishesfund.org for more information. Lexi, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you, Mary Charlotte.
You've been listening to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. My name is Mary Charlotte. We're streaming live on the web at ksfr.org, podcasting at santafe.radiocafe.org. Thanks to Dotfoil Computer Services. You can subscribe to the show on iTunes. You can find us at facebook.com/radiocafe, and my email address is radiocafe@ksfr.org. Stay tuned for the BBC, then local news, then jazz.